Welcome to the DermVet Podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Bourgeois, a board-certified veterinary dermatologist practicing in Portland, Oregon with animal dermatology clinics. I'm also a mom of two, just trying to find the balance like everyone else. Let's learn to ditch the itch, cytology, everything, and make derm more fun than frustrating. In the U.S., it's Thanksgiving. I'm going to do a short and sweet episode just saying how thankful I am. I am so incredible. And I know not all countries are doing Thanksgiving today. My friends who are Canadian already had theirs. But for me here in the United States, it is Thanksgiving. And I just want to record a quick thank you. It means the world. The DermVet has been going on now for 4 years, over 4 years, the podcast, and just next month is going to be 4 years. And it was just a crazy dream I had of how can I get more education out there. Love lecturing, love traveling, but obviously there's only so much I can do for that. And I know there's only so much you guys can do to travel and go to all these conferences and, you know, see all the different things you need to see. My mind is always blown thinking about general practitioners because there's so much you guys have to do. Whereas I can pun, throw things away. Like, I don't do that anymore. I don't know. Like, you guys don't always have that option. So it was to say, I have this passion to teach. I have this passion, especially for those who really want to learn dermatology, who have experience being in a busy practice. I want to just take the little tidbits, you know, we always talk about as dermatologists to allow you to help your pets more and hopefully find that passion that you might have for dermatology, even if it's not like a budding young dermatologist, but at least learning to have some appreciation for it and see some of the excitement that we can get from managing these cases, you know, short term, long term. And I know that derm's not everyone's favorite, but as you go into general practice, you just see the cases that are difficult, that are frustrating, that maybe you've been able to help, that haven't been able to help before just because you listen to a silly podcast about doing clawfold cytology and thinking about doing that. So when I go to conferences or I get my messages on social media, just saying how much it is appreciated, they put the podcast out there. I want you to understand how much that means to me. You know, just like everyone else, our lives are crazy. You know, we have the two young kids. They're super busy. Have my family. And then the traveling and speaking and then still working in the clinic all the time. Those words always fuel me, especially when there's times that I think, well, you know, are people getting tired of hearing me talk about allergies weekly on the podcast? Like, is this really still helping a lot of people? You know, the times where maybe it was a bit more stressful to get the episode done that week, or life is crazy, or I'm about to travel a lot, so I have to record a few weeks in a row in one sitting. Those words of encouragement saying, hey, I listen to the podcast. You know, someone recently was like, when I drive to work, like, I just want to learn a little bit of derm. Love listening to the podcast. I've heard people say they're showering, they're walking the dog, they're doing dishes, you know, whatever it is. But knowing that you don't have to listen, this is not something you're getting CE credit for, that you're forced to do. This is something that you're just electing to do on your own accord. And that's always challenging me. It's challenging me to think, how can I explain things a different way? How can I come up with ways to illustrate what I do in the clinic that maybe was successful, or maybe something I did that was not successful that I want you guys to know about, because not everything I do is perfect or great. There's certain, you know, communications I might not have well with an owner, or a case didn't respond to something the way I thought it should. So trying to share that experience, because none of us have all of this completely figured out. And dermatology is a really interesting field. There's so many different ways to do things, different topicals, different, you know, people have different philosophies over what therapies to start, what diets to use. Like, we're a very product heavy specialty. There's so many things that we can use because a lot of what we deal with is multimodal. So the bathing, the pharmaceuticals, the preventions, the immunotherapy, the tests, all the things. And so just trying to have more of like an open door concept of, you know, what I might do, but then also when we have been able to have the interviews to see what do other dermatologists do? What do other specialists do in certain situations? Because we do have certain diseases or certain things that we co-manage with others, and we might have different philosophies over how certain things should be done. And that's okay, because It's never black and white in medicine. It's definitely never black and white in dermatology. There's all many, so many layers of what we can do depending on what we're dealing with, what the pet allows, what the owner allows, all the things we've talked about in the past. So I really wanted the podcast just to be kind of a come with me, come see how the last 4 years have gone, how I've changed, what new things are out there, what to know about them. And I hope that you've continued to find that valuable. But I just want to say on this US Thanksgiving, how appreciative I am for those of you who do tell me you appreciate the podcast, you listen to it. You know, when I'm lecturing and hearing like mention of, oh, I've listened to it, or I get those messages, it does mean a lot. And it honestly is the thing that keeps me going and why the podcast is about to have its fourth birthday, which started as a dream of me wanting to do this and for several months not doing it because I thought, well, I don't really know how to do a podcast. Clearly, I have no problem talking, but one, does anyone really want a veterinary dermatology podcast? Two, how in the world do you even do a podcast? And it took me sitting there, you know, honestly, with my son just a few months old, just having this silly microphone in my Amazon cart for a long time and not going through with it because I thought of all the reasons why it either wouldn't work, it wouldn't be successful, I didn't know how to do it. And finally just saying, I've thought about this long enough, buy, you know, purchase, and I'm just going to figure it out. And it's going to probably be really messy, but hopefully people are willing to, I'm messy. I got, you know, lots of stuff going on as we all do. I am not the most put together person. So I'm like, it's just going to have to be messy or it's never going to happen. And it has been messy at times, but I've obviously learned how to do it. And it's just really meant the world that I think we're over like 400,000 total downloads now, which is just bananas and crazy and awesome. So that all being said, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, please, if you come to the conferences, if you see me lecture, continue to come up and tell me you listen to the podcast, because there are times where I've been like, I don't know. And then I'll hear that and I'm like, okay. And please, other speakers too, you know, there's other awesome podcasts out there. There's amazing lecturers, in derm and other fields besides derm. I will tell you that those little things like that meant a lot, the positive reviews, because we do get the reviews back for a lot of these conferences. Those go a long way because there is a lot of effort that goes into writing the proceedings, doing lectures, figuring out new ways to present things. So I just want all you to know the power you have and really making us feel like hopefully what we're putting out there is making a difference from an education standpoint, especially as you get into practice. You know, it's one thing to learn things in vet school, and hey, I have so much respect for all the people that go into teaching veterinarians in school, because it is amazing and we need more teachers. But I also just, you know, for me, it's always fun to teach people who've been out for a while that have experience with certain things. And self-servingly, they teach me a lot. Like the questions I get asked, the, hey, did you try this? I love that because there's certainly things that maybe I haven't been exposed to. And then I go and investigate it when I get asked a question I don't really know the answer to. And then sometimes that makes it so I start incorporating that or I start lecturing about that. So you guys have definitely a lot of influence on me because if I start hearing the same questions or the same concerns, I dive deeper into figuring that out for you. So if you're in the US, happy Thanksgiving. If you're not in the US, I still hope you know you are appreciated, you are loved, and your words and your encouragement go a long, long way.